1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
Good afternoon. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. This winter-like storm is making travel in Colorado unpredictable. A rock slide this morning shut down I-70 through Glenwood Canyon. Eastbound lanes were reopened by around 11 o'clock. Westbound lanes still closed as crews survey damage and slope stability where the rocks came down. Earlier, Loveland Pass was closed for avalanche mitigation. It has since reopened. Safety closures have been put in place over Vail Pass a few different times this morning, and chain and traction laws have been lifted in most areas by late morning. Peaches in Palisade are loving the cool, wet weather. Farmer Charlie Talbot tells KKCO when it's warmer, trees are more focused on getting nutrients for themselves, but when it's cooler, more nutrients are available for the fruit. Talbot says that means plenty of moisture for the fruit and bigger peaches this summer. A man indicted in the death of his newborn daughter in Delta County in 2014 faces 16 years in prison after pleading guilty to criminally negligent homicide and child abuse. According to the Montrose Press, Dylan Houston was alone with the two-week-old girl in February 2014 when the mother returned home and found the baby, Jenna Carrera Ross, in distress. Baby died 3 days later. Sentencing is set for June 25th. Montrose County commissioners are going over firearms policies at county buildings like the Montrose Events Center. Right now, policy states firearms are not allowed except by security and law enforcement or in the context of gun shows and firearms events. Concealed carry is allowed, but open carry is not addressed. Commissioners are considering excluding open carry and would have to pass an ordinance to do that. According to the Montrose Press, no decision has been made about an ordinance one way or another. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.